finger pours this precious blood. Good to grace our greater debtor, really unconstrained to be. Let thy goodness hang the fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Born to love, Lord, I feel it. Born to life, Lord, I love. Hear my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy books above.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this blessed opportunity that you have given us to gather together as your children and worship together in this place and also online. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies, that we were able to get up this morning and to see a new day, to be a blessing in this world and also to gather in your name and worship you and praise you. It is not because of who we are and what we have done. It is only because of who you are and only because of your mercies that we are not consumed. We thank you for your everlasting mercies and grace that you shower upon us every day. We come before you with grateful hearts. Some of us are burdened with many things in our lives, in our bodies, in our souls and in our spirit. But we come before you because you are the one who can make us whole, and you are the one who can heal our bodies, one who can souls. Help us, Lord, to be humble before you today as we lift up your name. In the songs we sing, the prayers we make, and the meditation of the word we make today, all bring honor and glory to your name and blessing your people. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven, Lord. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our fellowship time now, as you can get up and greet each other in Christian love.
Jesus, like the fragrance.
We have the responsive reading now. If you are able, please stand. It's Psalm 72, verses 1 through 8.
Give the king your justice, O God.
And your righteousness to the royal son.
May he judge your people with righteousness.
And your poor with justice.
Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people, and the hills in righteousness.
May he defend the cause of the poor of the people. Give deliverance to the needy and crush the oppressor.
May he live while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations.
May he be like the rain that falls on the mowed grass, like showers that water the earth.
In his days may righteousness flourish and peace around till the moon be no more.
May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. So our prayer time now as a church family, we go to God in prayer together and lift up our prayers of praises and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also it's a time that we share our prayers of burdens and concerns, and the promise of God is that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So we share our prayers of burdens together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, and also share with each other. It's the time for that. As we come before God, please turn with me to the prayer requests at the back of the bulletin. Now it's a prayer request that are listed for our regular prayers. A few call outs from here that we need to make is make our Jack is in the hospital. He was taken to the hospital, I believe, at least Tuesday, I think. And he was in the ICU. And I don't know his condition now. Did you hear anything?
He's not doing well, but I mean, he's doing okay. But and Linda said they may let him home today because there's nothing they really can do with anything that's going on.
Yeah, he was on dialysis and now he has a low heart rate. That's how he was, and then he had started spitting blood on Tuesday. That's why he was admitted in the ICU. But they could not find anything. So please remember Jack in our prayers. He's very weak. So they're going to send him back home. That's what the latest I heard. So please also keep Linda in our prayers. And she has a lot going on. So remember them especially in our prayers.
I would like to add Tim Bateman and his family. He's been fighting cancer.
Let us keep Harry in our prayers continuously, and as he's hopefully getting better, but he needs a lot more prayers to recover from his issues that he had with his digestive tract last week.
It's good to see everyone.
Yeah, it is.
And what is your grandson's
name? Joseph.
Joe.
Yeah, and good to see Kathy and Bob back.
Yeah,
after it's a long time. And we missed you all, but we were able to see at least online. So it is great to be together again.
Pastor, my son, Thomas Ruffin, he's the one with him, he almost cut his thumb off. He is doing quite well. Praise God that he answered his prayer and he got to keep his thumb and
it's
recovering well.
Oh, good. Okay. Great.
Praise God.
Praise God for that. We have been praying for Carol. She's getting much better. So we'll continue to pray for Carol. Are there any special items that we need to continue or call out from here? James is having some issues with his digestive system, so he's going to see the doctor this week. So please keep James in our prayers. And also Martha wanted Connor. Connor is listed there, her grandson. I don't know the exact situation now, but he needs a lot of prayers too at this time. Please continue to pray for the people who are affected by the building collapse in Florida. It's a very tragic situation. They are going little by little, recovering the bodies, and it's a very bad situation there. Let us pray that God will be there and comfort the families. It's beyond human comfort at this point. So let us keep them constantly in our prayers, all of those families. And also the workers are in very risky situations. Their safety is at risk. Keep them also in our prayers for their safety. Let us also pray, as we continue to pray for our country, that we will be united, and also the economy. That let us pray for the president, vice president, our leaders, lawmakers, governors, who all make major decisions that affect our lives. That God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and make the right decisions. Let us pray for that. And also let us pray for all of these cities that are affected by crime, especially our Atlanta. It's really become a concern lately that Atlanta City has been becoming a problem with crime. Let us pray that God will bring peace and people's lives will be changed. So let us keep that in our prayers. Let us also keep our service workers, our healthcare workers, and all those who work behind the scenes, our service, military, police, fire, delivery people, mailmen, I mean all those people who work day and night to serve us on a daily basis. Let us be thankful for their services at the same time. Pray for them and their families' safety, and keep them in our prayers. Don't know the status of Eddie, but I think he's still at rehab or some
situation. Yes, I sent her a text, but she hadn't answered me yet.
She didn't get an answer from her. So please keep Eddie in our prayers as well. Those are the special call-outs that I have. Anyone else have anything else to add? Or?
Gil and Kevin, their family.
Yeah, they are visiting their older daughter. They pray for travel mercies, Kevin and Gail. And also the Howell kids are... They are visiting their property somewhere, so keep them in our prayers as well.
Jace, you've been sitting there.
Yeah.
Right.
Mark's been taking over today.
Yeah.
Thank you for running the slides for us.
Yes, you're
welcome. Okay, let's go to God in prayer, and let's bring our prayers together, and we'll have a few moments of silent prayer where you can bring up your unspoken prayers as well. Then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children with all of our joys and blessings that you give us, Lord, and we thank you for everything that you give us on a daily basis. Even when we are unfaithful, you have been faithful to us, giving us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for the manifold blessing and your mercies that you give us every day. We at the same time also come before you with our brokenness in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirit. You are the source of all good things, and also you are the one who can bring us wholeness and also healing in our bodies, in our spirit. Some of us are weary and some of us are tired, and many of us are afraid and anxious, Lord. But you are the source of all true healing and comfort, as we read in the scripture. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are lonely, you are our friend, and when we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. We lift up those who need protection and guidance, especially need your healing at this time. We especially lift up Jack in your hands, Lord. We pray for your healing hand to touch him at this time as we pray together. We pray that your Holy Spirit will bring healing to his body and strengthen his mind and his spirit and also his body, that he can recover soon and back to normal, Lord. We also pray for Linda, that she will be strengthened in her spirit and in her soul as she has to take care of a lot of things, Lord. Be with them as a couple together, and we remember all of those things that they have done to this church and your kingdom through this church, Lord. And we pray for them for your blessings at this time. We also pray for Eddie at this. We don't know exactly his condition is. We pray that your special healing hands be upon him and heal him, Lord, and recover him, Lord. And we pray for Harry as he is with us today. Continue to be with him and heal him, Lord. We pray for James as he was not able to come here today with his problems with his digestive system. We pray that you will heal him and recover him back to normal as he goes back to the doctor. Give the doctors the correct diagnosis and give them the wisdom to make the right diagnosis and treatment plan for him. We pray for Connor. We pray for Carol. We pray for all those who have asked us to pray for their various needs. We especially pray for Tim Bateman, who has been taken to the hospice. We pray for your special hand upon him, and especially peace for his family at this time and comforting presence with them, Lord. We pray for all those who were not able to be here with us today, especially Kevin and Gail visiting their children. Bless them and help them to have a good time together and keep them safe. And we also pray for the Howell children who are also away from us, and keep them safe. And we pray for all those who are traveling and away from us, Lord. Bless them wherever they are and keep them safe. We pray for our country, Lord. We pray for the president of our nation, vice president, the cabinet, our lawmakers, and all the governors of the state and people who make major decisions that affect our lives. Give them the wisdom and the discernment to make the right decisions, and also the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that they will do the right things, Lord. We pray that you will unite us as a country together so that we can be united and lead the world as we have done before, Lord. We pray for our cities, especially crime increasing in various parts of Atlanta. We pray that your Holy Spirit will intervene and bring peace, and also change the hearts and minds of people who are thinking hatred and evil in their hearts, Lord. We pray for all of those who are service workers, our military, police and fire, and all those who are serving us in various ways. We are thankful for their services and thank you for all of them and their families. At the same time, we pray for their safety and pray for their daily needs at this time. We also pray for the people who are affected by the building collapse in Florida, Lord, at this time. We pray that you will comfort them, their families, even when human efforts and human words cannot comfort them, Lord. We know that your word and your presence will comfort them at this time. Especially we pray for the recovery workers and the people who are doing various kinds of recovery efforts there, for their safety as well, Lord. We pray that you will be there and your presence be with them during this time. Bless us today with your presence, Lord, as a church, that we do your work in this community. Help us to be faithful to the ministry that you have given us to do, so that we can be a blessing to this community and also around the world. Bless us today with your presence, that we can worship you in truth and in spirit, in our songs, in our prayers, and in our meditation of the word, that we will be blessed by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we can go from this place as more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now we'll take up the offering as the choir sings the song. Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all valley and hills.
Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord, back for the work of your kingdom in this world. Help us, Lord, to remember that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Loving God, you call us to be the stewards of your abundance and the caretakers of your wealth that you have entrusted to us. Help us, Lord, to use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. We come before your offering also and offer ourselves as a sacrifice before you. Bless us, Lord, and bless this offering together so that it will be used for the furtherance of your kingdom in this world, and also use this for this church to minister your word in this community to be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 As we remain standing, please turn to Matthew chapter 6, verses 6 through 13, our scripture reading.
But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the word that you have given us to be our life and spirit. Help us, Lord, to come before your word with reverence and humility so that it will become life and spirit in us. And also it will become life and spirit to the world through us, Lord. Bless us with your presence and also open our hearts and illumine our souls so that we can receive your word with an obedient spirit. As we study from your word about prayer, help us, Lord, to follow your word and pray with all of our hearts and soul and spirit. Help us, Lord, to glorify your name in ways that you want us to do and the opportunities that you give us, Lord. May the words of my mouth and meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know, the mic is not working. Can you all hear me? It's only one switch there, I believe.
See if that works.
Yeah, really.
You just have to speak up there.
All right.
All right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'll try. Okay. So we have been thinking about and meditating on the word about prayer. Various aspects about prayer and what prayer means and how to pray and things like that. We have been thinking about prayer for the last several Sundays. Today and next Sunday we'll conclude this series on prayer with the Lord's Prayer. We recite the Lord's Prayer or pray the Lord's Prayer almost every Sunday, and if you are like me, we pray that prayer every day, morning and evening, in our personal prayers as well. So that's a prayer that we learn as children as we grow up. And we call it the Lord's Prayer. But it is not a prayer that Jesus ever prayed. It is a prayer that Jesus taught the disciples to pray. So it's not, when we call it the Lord's Prayer, it is not a prayer that Jesus Christ himself prayed. Because that prayer is not for Jesus. Because he doesn't have any sins to be forgiven. When he says, you know, forgive our sins, it is for us. So this is a prayer that Jesus taught his disciples and for us to follow, to pray. And if you ever want to see a prayer from Jesus, it is John 17 is one of the prayers that Jesus actually prayed, a long prayer, the high priestly prayer that we read in John's Gospel chapter 17 is one of those prayers that Jesus actually prayed, a long prayer. And there are some small prayers, or the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. And also he prayed on the cross. Things like that are smaller prayers. But when the disciples asked Jesus, you know, teach us how to pray, Jesus taught them this little prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer. And we see this prayer listed in two places in the Gospels. One is in Luke Gospel chapter 11 and another one in Matthew's Gospel chapter 6. It is not that one is dependent on the other, and there's a slight variation from one to the other, but both of them in content pretty much the same thing. And if you see a slight variation, it's like, you know, when Jesus was probably teaching in one place and he repeated the same thing in another place, like I preach the same sermon in two different occasions, there will be a little variations in our vocabulary sometimes. That's probably what happened and between these two versions that you see. But the content and the gist of the prayer is the same. And the last cross that we usually pray for, thine is the kingdom, power and glory forever and ever, was added on later by the forefathers, and it was not in the Gospels or in the Scripture. So that is the prayer that Jesus taught. But couple of things that I wanted to bring about the prayer itself that Jesus taught was, he did not teach them how long to pray or what time of the day to pray or how many times of prayer you have to make a day, how many times you have to pray a day, or do you have to have a certain position that you have to take while you pray, or you have to turn to a certain direction when you pray. So he didn't teach any of those things about prayer. That is very important, particularly in an age that we live in, as we see a lot of other religions and other teachings that teach about prayer. That you have to pray on a certain time. You have to make at least 5 prayers. At least about the Jewish custom, they have certain times of days that they have to pray, and they have to make at least certain number of prayers a day. And in certain other religions like Islam, you have to turn to Mecca, wherever you are. If you are in the east of Mecca, they have to turn to the west. And if you are in the west of Mecca, you have to turn to the east. So you will face Mecca while you pray. So when you go to the airport or the train station or places like that, you will see people praying, and they will turn to the direction. I don't know how they fix that direction location. They have a map or something. But I always wonder how they know where Mecca is. But Jesus did not teach any of those things about prayer, because our Heavenly Father is in heaven, and we know that. And He is everywhere. He is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. So you don't have to take a special position or turn to a certain direction, because He is everywhere. He is omnipresent. So Jesus did not make any type of rules about how to pray, where to pray, and how long to pray. So whenever we make our prayer time, we try to teach our children to close their eyes. And we also try to close our eyes, thinking that it can, I don't know why we close our eyes. Do we know? Because I think it would make us focus. But to me, when I close my eyes, I lose my focus. A lot of things come to my mind otherwise. So it doesn't matter if you close your eyes or keep your eyes open. Sometimes it is better to keep your eyes open, so at least you can know what is going on around you. And no doubt, do not go to sleep. So it doesn't matter about prayer, that Jesus taught that it is not the prayer, how you do it or what style you make it. It is about a conversation from your heart to your Heavenly Father's heart. It's a heart-to-heart conversation, regardless of where you are, what kind of words you use or situation you are in. That's how Jesus taught them to call God our Heavenly Father. That was a very new concept for the Jewish people. They tremble at the word Yahweh. They do not use that word very commonly. Whenever they say the word Yahweh, usually they have a name attached to it, like Holy Yahweh or something. And they do not use that word as often, and also only certain priests are allowed to use that word. But when Jesus turned that around and said, when you pray, you call our Heavenly Father. That was a very new concept for the Jewish people. So he was teaching the prayer as a conversation between the children and a father-like relationship. So when we talk about a relationship with father and children, what kind of relationship comes to our mind? Generally it comes to our mind about our children, our relationship with our children as parents. It is definitely true. A close relationship with us, and we have loving, caring, compassionate relationship with our children. That's the same thing. But at the same time, it is also a positional relationship. Because God's children, our relationship in our human relationships, we have children, and then our children have children, right? So we have relational relationship here. But when it comes to God's relationship with His children, it's a positional relationship, because God does not have grandchildren. All generations through everything that He created, all people, or through all generations, all of them are His children. So it is positional relationship it comes. So my father, my grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, they're all children of God. And I am also child of God. So we are all children of God, regardless of what generation you are in. That is what the positional relationship is. In other words, when I spoke about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, a lot of times we don't get, or many people don't get the idea about the Son of God, Jesus Christ. How can God have a son? People probably don't get that idea in their mind. But it's a positional relationship. It is not like you and I having a son. It is a positional relationship where it's a relationship that matters, and the positional relationship is not like the human relationship. And everybody who is in Jesus Christ becomes a child of God through Jesus Christ, adopted by the grace of God. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, you become a child of God. In other words, we become brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. All of us have become one family through Jesus Christ as children of God. So I think I did not lose you there, but that is what the positional relationship is. In other words, the sonship of Jesus Christ is the unique one that does not have other relationships like grandchildren or other great-grandchildren, as we call it in our relationship, human relationship. So we are all children when it comes to the kingdom of God, our Heavenly Father. We call him our Heavenly Father. We go to him as our Father, and we call him our Father, and we have a heart-to-heart conversation. That is what prayer is. And it's also, when you look at this prayer, it is a very brief prayer. And Jesus did not make a long prayer. It is a very brief prayer. The Lord's Prayer, or the prayer that he taught us to pray, was a very brief prayer. It doesn't have to be long, and Jesus especially said that do not use long words or repetitive words like the other people do. Do not babble. That's what one of the versions of the Bible says. Do not babble like other people do. Be brief and to the point when you go to God in prayer. It doesn't have to be the number of words that matters. It is not the number of words that matters. Especially, one of the things that come to my mind is about the Gettysburg Address. That we are all familiar with, where President Abraham Lincoln made a very short, brief address to the nation. And when I read about it, there were two speeches made in 1863 on that day, in November 19, at Gettysburg in Pennsylvania. The featured speaker was Edward Everett, a former congressman and governor and president of Harvard University. He actually spoke 2 hours at that same place and occasion. And after that came the formal address from President Abraham Lincoln. And do you know how long he spoke? 2 minutes. And that was the famous speech that we all remember, that as the Gettysburg address that we read about, that 470 years ago our fathers brought for this country, on this continent, a new nation conceived in liberty, by the people, for the people, all that phrases that you are all familiar with. It's 2 minute speech that we all are remember. The generations to come will remember that. But how many of you remember that Dr. Everett speech in 2 hours? Nobody remembers that one. So it is not the number of words, the length of prayer that matters. It is about our heart-to-heart conversation, and the content of the prayer is what that matters. That's what Jesus was teaching them. And he taught us a prayer that is sweet and short. And when you look at the prayer, you will have two, that's why I have two sermons on the prayer, the Lord's Prayer. The prayer can be divided into two parts. One is about God himself, you know, our Heavenly Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is all about God and his kingdom. Then the second part is about our needs and our situation, and we are acknowledging it. So the whole short prayer is divided into two parts. One is about acknowledging who God is and how great he is. And the other part, the second part, is about acknowledging who we are and acknowledging our needs before God. That makes a prayer. That's about it. That's what prayer is. Acknowledge who God is and how great He is, and acknowledge who we are and what our needs are. And that settles the prayer. Nothing more and nothing less. So when we go to God in prayer, remember that it is a relationship conversation that we are making, and approach with that kind of love, that God is there to listen to all of our prayers, and approach God with a fatherly and a relationship of love and care, and an intimacy, a relationship of intimacy. At the same time, remember that God is a holy God, and hallowed be thy name, your name be glorified, and your name be holy. That's what it says when we acknowledge Him as a holy God. Even though you are my Father, you are holy, and I am a sinner, I come before you, but I am seeking your will in my life. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. There are two aspects of it also that I wanted to bring out, is that thy kingdom come here, one is missional and the other is personal. When God's kingdom to come on this earth means that God has a kingdom that He is going to prepare on this earth. That is what we are hoping and praying for on everyday life. But at the same time, Jesus said also that the kingdom of God is within you. That means it is a personal aspect to it. God's kingdom starts within us. Each of us, we have God's kingdom in us when we come to God through Jesus Christ. So when we pray that prayer, thy kingdom come, that means I am accepting your kingdom and I am becoming part of your kingdom, and my life is already part of your kingdom. The kingdom of God is already here because of me. That's what we are acknowledging before God. So the first part of that prayer is about God and His greatness, and the second part that I will go over next Sunday is about our need and our acknowledgement as sinners and weak human beings. We all ought to go to God in prayer regularly. We talked about that before. Constantly in prayer, because we need God. Prayer is not for God or to remind God about our needs, because God does not need reminders, because He knows everything. Prayer is for us, for to strengthen us in our faith, and to remind us about our needs and our situation, and the ability of God to meet our needs and our situation, to acknowledge that on a regular basis. That is what prayer does in our lives. So constantly pray for our needs and acknowledge God's greatness, that He will be able to meet all of our needs according to His grace and His time. Blaise Pascal, the brilliant scientist who lived in the 17th century, who actually invented the calculators, he was the original inventor of the calculators. He was a great believer in Jesus Christ. And this is what he prayed, and one of the well-known prayers that he prayed: Lord, help me to do great things as though they were little, since I do them with your power, and little things as though they were great, since I do them in your name. Pascal's supplication is profoundly scriptural and follows the prayer of Jesus Christ that He taught us to pray. It is acknowledging God's greatness and power, and at the same time acknowledging my weakness and my condition and my needs, and acknowledging that your power will work in me and through me. And that is what prayer is. So as we continue with our prayers, keep prayer a regular item in our daily lives, that keep us strong, that will help us to be strong in our faith journey of life every day. Pray for our needs and also pray for each other. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is God will take care of you. It is hymn number 130. If you are able, please stand. Peace, knowing that our Heavenly Father listens to all of our prayers. No matter where we are, how we are, He knows everything in our life. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.